Hello and welcome back to the Born and Bred Podcast. This is episode number 6. We are your hosts, Brendan Gallagher
and Maria Lynn. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Haunting Hill Winery, located in Stonewood right off of I-79. Go to hauntinghill.com or call 304-476-9353 to schedule your bachelorette party, work party, or to just enjoy a lovely wine tasting. And thank you for listening.
All right, so let's jump into it. First of all, we want to say, wow, thank you so much to everybody that has joined our journey with Born and Bred. Over the last, 3 weeks? Three weeks. We have seen exponential growth.
Exponential.
In our... A lot of growth. in our social media channels, and just who's reading the magazine, things have really, really picked up. And that's what we want to see. That's why we are here. Our goal is to get as many people as possible reading and watching and listening to what we're doing so they know more about these West Virginia artists. A little bit about the name, because some of you are new, and so we just kind of want to explain that. Born and Bred refers to artists who are born here. Maybe they've gone off somewhere else, and but now they're doing music. But they're still from West Virginia. Others could be artists who were bred here. Maybe they weren't born here, but they came here at a later date and really created their career here in West Virginia. A great example of that would be Tyler Childers. Tyler really, he's from Eastern Kentucky, which, you know, is right there on the West Virginia border anyway. But he really played a lot of shows in the Huntington, Charleston, Morgantown area as he was coming up, and really spent a lot of time here. His management company that he is under is here in West Virginia called Whizbang. And so really... Just that's a little bit about how we select who we work with. And also the other big thing is they're original artists. That's the biggest criteria, is they're original artists here in West Virginia making songs from the heart. So that's just a little bit of background for those of you who are new to what we do and who we are and how we do it. So with that, we wanted to talk a little bit about some things that have happened, some things that are going to be coming up. And so to get going, this past weekend here at our Born and Bred studio in the city of Shinston, we had Songs and Stories West Virginia, hosted by our friend Andy Benson of A.M. Benson and the Stations. And what did you think about this weekend, Maria?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I thought we had a good crowd. I was really happy with the turnout. There was a really nice, I think, camaraderie and encouragement among the artists, which is always really fun to watch. And I think Andy himself pointed that out as well, that it's nice seeing their reaction to each other's songs. And I feel like you really got the sense of that these four artists were all very supportive and encouraging of one another. And yeah, it was just fun to watch.
Yeah. And one of our, everybody there was great. But one of our favorite artists, Jamie Lester, of the band Lords of Leicester, performed, and it was so good. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the surprise for me was our friend Brandon Wood, who presented a few new songs, and a couple of the songs were really, like, I don't know, kind of emotional. And
was it the last song he did?
There was the last two songs he did, both of the last two
really
songs.
Yeah, really kind of gave me chills on.
Yeah, he did a fan.
I think there was one line, did I get it right? I meant to ask him. I think he says, you know, it's the song about how he had all these big dreams and then he kind of realized that his life with, you know, his kids and his wife and everything is kind of, it has become the dream.
Yeah.
And I think he has a line at the end that he says, I think my big dreams would still be proud. And I got chills at that line.
Yeah, it was really good. And he said he co-wrote that with another friend of ours, Zach McCord. It just turned out really well. I was very excited for both of them. It was just a great time. So if you don't know about Songs and Stories, this is our friend Andy Benson of the band A.M. Benson and Stations. And he created Songs and Stories as a traveling singer-songwriter round that goes all across the state. They'll do any venue they can find. And he selects four artists from maybe that region or somewhere in that area to come and to play their song and to tell a little bit about that song and what was the inspiration behind it, what they were thinking, and that goes around. And it's just a really, really cool, unique way to hear some music that you may not be familiar with or hear a different spin on some of those. And then out of that, he launched the Songs and Stories podcast, which is more just the stories part of his idea. And he gets artists to come on and talk about music, what they've got going on.
How they got started. And a lot of them will perform on the podcast as well.
Yeah, or they might play their song. But that's another great way to present that Songs and Stories idea. So check them out if you haven't. I believe it's Songs and Stories WV.
It's Songs and Stories West Virginia.
Okay.
Yep. Apple and iTunes.
Yeah.
Or rather, iTunes, whatever. What am I trying to say? Apple and Spotify.
Yeah. Oh, Apple, iTunes are still separate. They exist both. All right. So, with that said, that's just something we wanted to make you guys aware of and talk about it. Now we're going to talk about some upcoming releases in the West Virginia music scene. We will cover these when they come out, but just wanted you to hear them all at once so that you can kind of be waiting for these things to come out. So,
And also, so you're aware, we do do a new releases post every Friday. So look out for that when you're looking for new music as well.
And not all artists put music out on Friday. Some might put it out on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So we just kind of collect it all and do it on that Friday. For example, the day we're recording this, we already had music come out yesterday from Monster Lung out of Morgantown. Duquesne came out with something today. Bottle and Bride will be coming out with something on June 14th. Trevor Cook has his live album coming out on June 14th. Arctic Echoes has a single coming out on June 14th. So those are all Friday coming out. So that we'll be covering all those there. Emily Lair has a song coming out on June 15th. Lauren Winans has a single coming out on June 18th. Adam Yoakum on June 21st. Horseburner on June 21st. They have their whole full-length album coming out. And I think Adam's is actually a full-length album as well. And then Emily Lair is putting out another single on June 28th. Tyler Corbin, artist out of the southern part of the state, will be releasing a full-length album on July 5th. And then Arctic Echoes also has a full-length album coming out on July 12th. That's just awesome. That's ones we know about right now.
Yeah. So if you're an artist and you have music coming out, please be sure to let us know so that we can do some promo on it for you. You can email any information to us at editor@bornandbredmusic.com. We really, really want artists to let us know when they have something coming out because it's really our mission to help promote you guys, and it's always easier to find out when it's coming rather than finding out after the fact, just so we can push it as much as possible for you guys. So please let us know. Please consider us a resource for promoting you. That's our goal.
Yeah, we're here. It's free to you guys. We're here to help you. It's just one more channel for people to hear your music and get out there. And
if you're listening and following and you're kind of familiar with West Virginia music, but you're not really, maybe you're new, whatever, I encourage you to just go through our new releases tab in on our website and start listening to some of this stuff and pick five artists that you really want to follow and kind of just be anticipating their new releases and stuff like that. I mean, we want you to follow everybody. We want you to get excited about everybody. But, realistically, you're going to have your favorites. So if anybody's sort of only been half paying attention and you know we're releasing stuff and you know stuff is going on, but you're not, you couldn't even necessarily name five, really kind of start dig in to some of those new releases and pick five artists that you really want to be okay, I'm going to really pay attention to what they're doing, what they have coming out, where they're playing and all that stuff. Just become a fan, join us in the culture.
But now if you want to go full board on this, go to the Born and Bred Spotify playlist and go to each one of those bands on there and follow them.
Yeah.
If 100 of you did that, just think about if 100 of you went and followed every band on that Born and Bred playlist, that would help each one of them out in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. Mm-hmm. Because that will then put them into people's feeds. That will put them into people's playlists or suggested songs. So
yeah, don't underestimate the power of a like and a follow.
Oh my gosh, yeah, please. But yeah, go to Spotify. Go find our playlist, Born and Bred playlist, and just follow every one of those artists. It would be life changing for them. All right, so we're gonna change gears here just a little bit. We want to talk about some upcoming events that we're excited about, some upcoming festivals that we're excited about, and wanted to put them on your radar if they're not. So, you know, we're going to start here in our little hometown of Shenston, West Virginia. We have a thing that we do each month throughout the summer. So it goes from June through September, and it's called Wind Down Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of each month, except in July, when it is on July the 10th, because we don't want to interfere with July 4th. We just know that that'll be next to impossible. But we try to bring in artists. They're going to play for 3 hours, and really, it's an amazing opportunity to really get to hear these artists in a cool setting. So check that one out, Wind Down Wednesday in Shenston, West Virginia. And then also here in Shenston, August the 3rd, we have the Shindy Music Festival, and we are so excited about this. Born and Bred is one of the sponsors on this festival, and we have bands from all across the state coming for this. The aforementioned Andy Benson, A.M. Benson and Stations will be playing. Emily Adeel and The Hot Mess will be playing. I'm not going to get them all right now, but I'm just going to tell you some of the highlights. Heavy Hitters. Who else is going to be there? I mean, the headliner for that is Alabaster Boxer, and we are super,
yeah, we love them so much.
Super excited about that.
They should be one of your five.
Yeah. The Moon My Twin is another one that you would love, also you great. Need to catch. Why am I drawing a blank? Sam Eplin. Sam Eplin. I'm super excited about him. Kegan McLean is coming. And his whole band, the Raccoon Wranglers, I believe is what they're called. And it's just there's more. There's a fantastic lineup. Check that out. You can find it on Facebook just under Shindy, and it'll come up for you. So that's one we're excited about. And then just a couple other festivals happening this weekend, actually. Whizbangers Ball, that is that label I talked about earlier that Tyler Childers is on. A promotions company. And they have the name of that company is Whiz Bang Bam, but this is their Whiz Bangers Ball, which is happening in Glen Jean, June 14th and 15th. And it has Tyler Childers, Abby Hamilton, Arla McKinley, Of The Dell, which if you haven't listened to Of The Dell yet, oh my gosh, they're so good. They're kind of like, they remind me of the Beatles. And they've got that kind of thing going on, and William Matheny and much, much more. Check out that show at whizbangersball.com. Get your tickets, go down to Glen Jean this weekend and go check that out. All Good Presents has the 4848 festival. I don't know if that's 4848 or 4848. I'm not sure. But it happens at Snowshoe, July 18th to 20th. A lot of really cool bands for that. Green Sky and Bluegrass, The Flaming Lips, St. Paul and Broken Bones, Molly Tuttle and the Golden Highway. Just a fantastic lineup. 4848festival.com for more information there. Let's see here. The Live Free Music Festival is happening August 15th through 17th at Adventures on the Gorge. That's got Afro Man, Matt Mullins and the Bring Down, Dinosaur Burps, The Settlement, Heavy Hitters, Grace Campbell, Alabaster Boxers playing that one as well. That's going to be a great one. Grooving with the Grove happens August 23rd and 24th. That's the seventh annual one of that, and it's in Albright, West Virginia, with Fletcher's Grove, Disco, Sex Brews, Dirty Grass Players, Minka, Sugar Nova, Hillbilly Biscuits are going to be at that one, and John Ingram Band, so that would be a great one to check out. Now, the one that has become like everyone marks their calendar for, they still haven't announced their lineup, but it does happen in 100 days, and that is Healing Appalachia. It's going to be returning to
you. You counted the days?
No, they they had a post that said.
I was like, when did you have time to do that today?
Yes, I did. I'm very excited about this festival. Okay. I have a calendar.
In 100 days.
In 100 days. Healing Appalachia returns to the state fairgrounds of West Virginia on September 19th and 21st. Like I said, the lineup hasn't been announced yet. I've gotten some wind about who some might be playing there, but I can't say anything. Healingappalachia.org.
There we go.
Is going to be where you want to go check out the more information on that. And you can follow them on their social media. And then, so there's more happening later on in the year. But those are really some of the summer ones we wanted to bring to your attention to keep an eye out for. And Yeah, there's just a lot of great things. And then, you know, gosh, West Virginia native son Charles Wesley Godwin is actually not playing any festivals in West Virginia this year or any other shows other than he is playing the West Virginia State Fair as a headliner. So that's a really cool thing to see somebody like Charles that we watched here in Shenstone play on a flatbed just like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's headlining the state fair and playing big arenas and things like that. So it has been so awesome for us to get to watch what's happening in the state of West Virginia over really, I mean, so much of it's just been in the last year.
Since COVID, yeah.
Yeah. But then even some more, yeah, really. Okay, that's a good point. Like, mm-hmm. really, COVID and then post that. But in the last year.
Speaking of post.
Yeah, that's where I was going. So we have, I mean, we made a post featuring Post Malone. And it was just brought to my attention by Maria, who was like, hey, check out this thing that Sierra Farrell posted. And we just took it and said, hey, here's Post Malone wearing Sierra Farrell's t-shirt. How cool is this that somebody of this nature knows about Sierra? And the response has been overwhelming and overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. And then also there's been a few detractors who have things that they want to say. And that's very interesting to me to watch. People always seem to want to go negative on anything positive.
Yeah, that's part of the package with social media.
It is. But some of the things that were said made me realize, okay, maybe you don't understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so because some people were like, Post isn't from West Virginia. He's from Texas. And another guy corrected him and said, no, he's from New York.
I'm like, this is beside the point of this post.
I don't know where Post Malone is from. And quite frankly, I don't care. Post Malone is a massive artist with a massive following all across the world, and he's wearing Sierra Farrell's t-shirt.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That is the point, that somebody like her is getting that kind of attention. And I saw somebody say, oh, well, she's as big as Post Malone. No, she's not. Now, should she be? Absolutely. Is she on her way? Yes. Yeah. Are a lot more people finding out about her? Absolutely. She's been on Jimmy Kimmel. She's been on all kinds of things. All kinds of shows, and you know she's played
she was just in Boston with the Avett Brothers.
Yeah, she's played with so many stages, and that's amazing, and we love that for her. Our point isn't that she needs to be more known. Our point is people are paying attention, and they're paying attention to all of these West Virginia artists. And there's so much good happening here, and that's why we exist. We really want people to just be paying attention and following these artists, because let me tell you, there's a bunch more Sierra Farrells in this state. There's mm-hmm. a bunch more Charles Wesley Godwins, and there's a bunch of bands that are all on the cusp, all on the verge of blowing up. And that's why we want you to follow along in this journey so you know more about who they are. And you can say, I knew them when.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of people have been wanting to do that with the Sierra Farrell thing. Well, I knew her when she...
Right,
that's
right,
cool.
Right.
We get that. That's awesome. But we want everybody else to know about her.
If you guys want to be the people who knew them when... Come to the Shindy Music Festival.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great...
It's a great, great lineup. It's all people who could easily turn into the next Sierra Farrells and
every single one of them can blow up tomorrow. Every single one of them.
So come, hang out, hear their music, meet them, and then, you know, in 5 to 10 years when they're all famous, you can say you knew them when.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for tuning in, guys. We love being able to have this kind of communication with you and where you're... seeing this on our social media. If you want to back out to our main page and comment on some things that you know are happening or some things you're excited about in the West Virginia scene, go ahead and do that. And we will check you guys out and see you on the next one, and appreciate you tuning in. Have a great day.